We usually get a bit of an increase at this time of year with it being lambing season, but we have certainly had an increase since before Christmas. We were already starting to receive reports around livestock worrying, so we became aware of it quite early, sort of early in the season. Hence why we've tried to kind of push this campaign through and try to educate people to keep their dogs under close control when they're in the countryside, namely, if possible, on leads, because obviously on leads they're in, under the best control at that point, especially around sheep. So yeah, just trying to give people that education and encourage people to stick to the public footpaths, not go onto private land. Obviously it's lambing season at the moment, so we're trying to protect those animals and reduce the risk of harm.
It's a great initiative, and I presume you chose Foxton Locks as it is a busy place, and quite often dog walkers use it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're attending lots of our dog walking hotspots around the county to engage with as many kind of members of the public, especially dog walkers, as possible. We want to meet them in different environments, different parts of the county, so we can pass that message on to them. And they're the kind of easiest places, really, to see lots of people.
Sadly, having reported on some of the incidents where sheep mainly and lambs have been attacked, the impact on farmers is quite devastating. So I'm sure they welcome what you're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, not only kind of the financial burden on them, but also the emotional toll it takes on them when they're rearing these animals, and looking after them daily, and to find them in that kind of state when they've been left after an attack is quite horrific for them. So really trying to kind of support our local farming community.
And what kind of reception did you get, speaking to dog owners?
Really good, really positive. I think most people believe themselves to be responsible dog owners. And to do the right thing, but also encouraging reporting from them as well. So if they do witness an attack on livestock, we've had a few people say to us they have seen things like that previously, but they didn't realise it was something that they should be reporting to us. So hopefully the message is getting out there, and hopefully people will start to report the things that they see out in the countryside.